Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies and scoffers and atheists and skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. Yes, we are back in the state of Minnesota, and it's 88 degrees here. That means it's very hot. Folks, it is September 4th, Tuesday, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, what we're going to do is have Jake jump on the line with us in about 10 minutes here. We're going to talk about the Republican National Convention. Now, that was interesting. Took tons of pictures. Some folks like Tom Brokaw and Ben Ferguson, C.L. Bryant, Herman Cain. I got even Ari Fleischer. Alan West, we got some pictures with. Foster Fries. Did a ton of interviews. I'll tell you about that in about 10 minutes. But before that, folks, what I want to do is I want to get to the usual information we throw out to you, which is if you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877, the phones are now open, 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check out some of the things that we're going to talk about in about 5 minutes here, showing you some of these pictures, Tom Brokaw, C.L. Bryant, Ben Ferguson, and the such, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, please go to Sons of Liberty Facebook, Sons of Liberty Facebook, and you can see that photo lineup, that photo album from RNC. Again, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I got to jump over here really quick. Folks, I got to ask you a question. Speaking of brains in someone else's head, we all know that the DNC has taken place this week. And if I can take a step back to RNC, Republican National Convention, no, of course, I didn't go there to support any candidate. Why would I? I'm not caught up in the charades between the RNC and the DNC. Why? Because my brains are not in someone else's head. I'm not that stupid. I'm not that debased. I'm not that stupefied. As you all know, over 700,000 students in public schools, when they graduate, cannot even read their diplomas. So to say that, to say this, I can read. Do you guys realize, speaking of, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Do you guys realize that this guy's motto is, him and Biden are going around the country speaking to the Hispanics and the black demographic? Of course, those that they're aiming at through Planned Parenthood to eradicate. I wish the Hispanic communities would wake up to this and the black communities would wake up to that. Look at Planned Parenthood, folks, and tell me who they're trying to eradicate in the name of pro-choice. But they are actually going around the country telling people, their debased audience, not their base, their debased audience, that they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Folks, wow. Is he talking to them that are living off the government? It must be. Is he talking to the 100 million people that are now on some form of government subsidy? Because he's got to be. Because if you look at, are we better off now than we were 4 years ago, it doesn't take a genius to open up his eyes and open up his ears as to see what's going on. Yeah, we're better off than we were 4 years ago if we can overlook the $5 trillion debt increase, or that gas has doubled and then some. Talking about Obama and Biden going around telling people they're better off now than they were 4 years ago. I mean, better off 4 years ago, this guy's advocating every form of immorality known to mankind, including homosexual marriage, the queerifying of elementary school, pulling executive orders out of his hat like they're candy, like a bunny. He wants to show everybody what kind of a trick he can show as he's committing sleight of hand. He's doing one thing where you're looking to the left, and he's doing something as you look to the right. He's a con artist, friends, is what he is. Obama, the great con man. I mean, Biden, the less he speaks, the better. The same thing with Mr. Teleprompter, because everybody knows when the teleprompter is going, he's actually reading the mind of George Soros. Now, on top of all this, before we take a quick break, folks, you got to keep in mind, too, Obama and Biden, as they're out there saying that we're better off now than we were 4 years ago. It's also interesting to note that when he's advocating homosexual marriage, queerifying elementary, yes, he is, in the public schools, so on and so forth, he's saying that he's in stride with the American people. Now, how many times on this program have I told you they do the opposite of what they say? One of his campaign speeches is going to be sloganed on this, that they are not only to go forward, which you all know is a communist manifesto slogan or a communist slogan, but now he says that he's going to build up the middle class, which you know means he's going to destroy the middle class like he has been over the last 4 years. But to say that he's in stride with the American people on these issues, I'm just kind of curious to know how that's going to work out for him, due to the fact that when you look at some of the movie theaters in North Carolina, they're giving away free tickets for the Democrats, saying must fill seats, free tickets, must sell seats. Free seats. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is, we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares, that sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Yes. We're all in studio right now with a can of hairspray, throwing our hair up, rocking out with our rock fist going up in the air. Folks, talking about right before the break that the left is in a panic as Obama, the great con man, and his sidekick, Biden, are out there telling people that they're better off now than they were 4 years ago. Folks, it's a vicious circle. They keep people ignorant through public schools. So when the students graduate, then they will believe everything that the politicians attempt to throw on them. And, of course, that's who they're going to. As a matter of fact, what I said to you right before the break, the left is in panic. Fine Arts Theater text beneath its billboard, "All tickets free, DNC are free. Need to fill seats." Let me add on to that. What I didn't get to get to, Democrats set to move from outdoor 74,000-seater to indoor stadium to 20,000-seater. So apparently, and we found out last week, friends, that Obama's tweeter, his tweets there, 75% of his numbers are totally contrived. But you have to understand that everything that this administration does is through deception. Everything they do, they have to. Now he's trying to pull Adolf Hitler from the 1920s and 30s. He's trying to get everybody to gather together so they can film it to make it look bigger than what it really is. Because, see, friends, they don't have the numbers. They're in panic mode. That's why the socialist agendas and the outlets are attacking so harshly right now. Oh, and of course, if you want to get caught up in the game between the DNC and the RNC, just keep in mind that last week they kept highlighting Hurricane Isaac, which, by the way, they were talking about what's taking place in Tampa, and me and Jake were there for 3 days, and we didn't see none of it, friends. They were trying to divert the attention off of what was going at that convention onto other issues. For example, ABC, CBS, and other outlets were playing reruns, friends. They weren't actually kicking off what was going on inside of the convention. Just to show you how the deception is going on. And by the way, it's not happening just from the left. It's happening on the right, too, because we've seen what they just did to the state-run media to Ron Paul and friends. On the way back from Tampa Bay, we were actually We were actually approached by some of these young men that knew who we were, and they said, hey, we just want to ask you a couple questions. And we started to talk to them about what was going on, and they were Ron Paulers. And by the way, the Ron Paulers friends are infiltrated as to the process of what's going on in government right now, and it's great. It's fabulous. It's fantabulous. But folks, again, don't believe what's going on out there, because again, it's all through deceptive measures as to how they want to establish another cycle. And friends, also keep this in mind. A hypocrite is the kind of politician who would cut down a redwood tree, then mount the stump and make a speech for conservation. Let me say it again. A hypocrite is the kind of politician who would cut down a redwood tree, then mount the stump and make a speech for conservation. Is that not exactly what's going on out there? Wow. Folks, we have some roof work going on right now. On site, I think you can hear it. I got headphones on right now. It's like, all right, guys, mellow out.
Sounds like the roof is caving in.
It totally does. They must know I'm in here. And there ain't no free tickets. You have to pay for entry, correct? Folks, one more thing. If I can just rewind for a second, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, push the SOL media button, and you'll find several stories posted today. One of them is basically about the DNC and how they're trying to hand out free tickets to fill seats. And keep in mind, they just went from a 74,000 seat outdoor to a 20,000 seat indoor. That's over the top, guys, literally. Excuse me. We have work going up on our roof, and I said, that's just over the top. It really is. Jake, we got you out at the state fair. I know that yesterday was the last day, and you're just basically tearing everything down in the process, but how is things going out there? I know it's hot in the state of Minnesota.
It's hot. Down here it's about 93. We just got all packed up and had another successful year. And the beauty about the state fair is you have people from all over, literally the country. It's the fourth largest in the country. So there's a lot of people that travel there. We handed out, again, thousands of gospel tracts, had hundreds, probably thousands of conversations with folks, and a lot of Sons of Liberty fans out there. So we appreciate all of you that stopped by and saw us at the state fair this year. It was awesome. Too bad it's over, but we got it again next year.
Cool. Now, we went to the Republican National Convention last week, and of course, we were called right when we got back from California saying, Bradley, Jake, you need to get to the RNC and get on Radio Row.
No. That's right. It was the last thing on our minds.
Oh, it totally was. But you know what? Once we went, it was a good thing once we got there, because once we got into Radio Row, Jake just lined up interview after interview. And I had the opportunity, Jake, and if you want to highlight after I name each individual that we got pictures with.
Yeah.
But we tracked these guys too, folks. We tracked about 150 people at the RNC. And by the way, that was me alone. So Jake probably got his 150. So we captured about 300 people that were tracked. They got a track with the Ten Commandments on it, which means they are now responsible before they stand before a just and a holy God. They can't say that they weren't told. They were told because God sent faithful preachers into the RNC to get those that others were unwilling to reach. For example, I tracked Herman Cain. I tracked, which I thought was pretty cool. He was a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he actually said thank you. He's very kind.
Yeah, he was very kind, and I thought it was a good opportunity to get to Herman Cain. As a matter of fact, when I seen him, I said, you know what? I got to track him. Another one was we were going into the convention center in Tappan at the RNC, and Jake said, who's that? And I said, that's Tom Brokaw. I just turned around and said, hey, Tom, I used to watch you. I grew up watching you as a kid. And, folks, if you'd like to see some of these, go to BradleyDean.com. I'm sorry, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or go to the Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Sons of Liberty, and you'll see all these pictures. But Tom Brokaw looked like a little kid with a candy bar given to him, didn't he, Jake?
He still does. If you look at the picture, folks, his grin is from ear to ear. He absolutely loved. And it's our optical illusion tracks. Those are kind of like our signature series gospel tracks we hand out. But I think it's a great picture. And, folks, again, for the Facebook that Bradley's talking about, he's interacting daily. So if you want to get a chance to get in there and converse with him, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. You'll see the pictures, but also drop your comments, too. We like to share those on the air, too.
You know, I did get one comment now that you brought that up, Jake, and one of them was, Bradley, you're in a pack of deceivers. And I emailed him back, and I said, well, that's where I'm supposed to be. I said, that's why I went. I mean, people, here you have professed Christians talking about how bad these people are. Well, they're bad because nobody's given them the gospel. How are they to believe unless a preacher sent to them, friends? And that's scripture, the book of Romans. But we had Tom Brokaw there, nailed him. Ari Fleischer, he's a CNN, he's a CNN commentator, and he is also the former secretary, press secretary of George Bush. I'm guessing here, Jake.
Yeah. Yep, that was the information we found him. I didn't even recognize him. I think you had just seen him, but
I didn't either until I seen the.
As well.
Yeah, he was until I seen the bald head. But go for it.
Yep, and then had the opportunity again to give him a gospel track. And I'm just thinking of, you know, the Son of God came down to earth, and he hung out with a pack of deceivers. He
That's
hung
right.
out with harlots and publicans. That's exactly where we're supposed to be. That was the whole mission of this.
Yeah.
Trip.
I wish,
in there and influence the influence.
I wish the preachers would figure that much out, right? I mean, they stand back and they point the fingers. Look at all those bad guys. No, that's why we go in there, friends. And it's not just the RNC. We'll go to the DNC as well if we get the opportunity. I was also standing there in Sampa at the RNC, and a Huffington reporter came up to me. Jake, you want to share that story?
That's right. A little guy, because Bradley's 6'5", and so this little guy.
Massive.
Been more than,
Studley.
You know,
my wife tells
Studley.
Me.
That's right. That's exactly right. So this little guy comes up, and he's probably, what, maybe like 5'5" or something, had glasses on, looked like a reporter, comes up and says, "Hey, aren't you that pastor?" And Bradley said, "No, I'm not a pastor, I'm a preacher." He said, "Yeah, I've seen videos of you on YouTube." And Bradley says, "So, what are you, from the Huffington Post?" He goes, "Yeah."
So,
and he literally was.
Yep, so,
it.
So we tracked him. We went behind the scenes into not where Radio Row was, and then we went in the back where they had all the press outlets, you know, New York Times, CBS, ABC, so on and so forth. And Jake set up some interviews, so we actually got interviewed by the Blaze. Those guys were cool. They asked me about the Mormon faith. I told them, let's just stick to who we are and the Mosaic Institution and the Judeo-Christian God who gave us what we have today. Let's stick to what the Word says. Let's not add to it or take it away, as it says in Revelations 21. And they were some really cool guys, too. We had an opportunity to track them. Foster Freeze did some stuff with Brian Fisher from the AFA. That was cool. How about Mike Huckabee, Jake? I thought he was a really cool, warm guy.
He really was. I can mention probably a couple that weren't warm, but for the most part, everybody was really cool. Everybody's really cool there. And they're interested in the perspective of the Sons of Liberty going to the next generation. I think that was the main talking point there.
We got more to talk about, Jake. Can you hold on for a couple minutes?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Going to be right back talking more about RNC and who we met there and who we had the opportunity to track. At Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Jake is online talking about the Republican National Convention in Tampa Bay, Florida last week. Hey, Jake, let's talk about the, oh, my goodness, guys. Time flies. We're already at the halfway mark. Let's talk about the security, dude. A little over the top, yeah. $51 million Tampa Bay spent on security. And, folks, they didn't even ask the citizens of that that city if they could have that kind of security. Now, not only did they have two helicopters, but they had Secret Service everywhere. They had the cavalry, I kid you negative, with horses and the whole shebang, a bunch of cowboys. Not only that, but they also had metal detectors. You had to go through the screeners, of course. You had military on the streets, folks. This was in America. This was in Tampa Bay of last week.
I even saw a TSA agent that was standing outside of one of the gates. It was literally a cattle call. They hurdled everybody in and out of these buildings. There was so much security, it was ridiculous.
What about the Coast Guard, Jake?
Yep, they had the Coast Guard. They had multiple boats.
Machine guns on the boats, friends. Now, you know, a good question to ask, friends, is why would our governments need to be protected from the people in such a fashion? I've shared before, all the way up until Truman, all these presidents used to walk up and down the streets talking to the people. Now they don't do that anymore. Why? Because they're not working for the people anymore.
You know, the other thing is, too, is this isn't even our government yet. Mitt Romney has not won anything. Paul Ryan is a congressman, and I believe in security for our congressmen and women, maybe one or two people to, you know, make sure they get to the right places on certain events and things like that, because I know people can be pretty crazy, but this was way over the top. It was like a military zone. I think you brought it up too, Bradley, in a conversation we're having with a gentleman who actually fought in Iwo Jima. He was out in the Pacific during World War II. There was a woman there that said, yeah, this is kind of like how third world countries are. And it was uncalled for. It was unnecessary.
Well, let me bring it back to Scripture, okay? First of all, they are public servants. Servants don't usually have to worry about being protected from the people that they serve. People will love them if they're servants. What I noticed is the way that these, remember when Debbie Wasserman came in, Jake? The Democratic whack rack.
Yeah.
Friends, she walked into the RNC, and there was a different vibe about this woman. She is not right. Them people are not right. And let me tell you this, they know what they do. But they came in with all this fanfare, and they were being treated by the press like they were a bunch of rock stars. And by the way, Paul Ryan walked by me. I noticed the same thing with him. And any other politician, the press was treating them like they were rock stars. So where are they getting this? Where are they getting this idea in their heads that they're better than you are? Well, who's putting them up in such a fashion to think that way in the first place?
That's right. That's right. And you know what? You know, one of the people that we did meet there, that my hat's off to, he had no Secret Service, no bodyguards. It was Alan West.
Yep.
He was walking around, and he was with the people, and he was not rude. He would turn and talk to anybody. He shook hands. He answered every question, did every interview, and he was there by himself as a servant to the people. So I think that's one example that we saw that was a good one. But you're right, with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I was trying to forget about, that vibe is exactly what you're talking about. They know why they're in this. They know who their special interests are. And, folks, they have no concern for you, the people, whatsoever.
None at all. It's reprehensible, Jake. It's over the top, the way these people act and the way they think they are. They really have this mentality that they are better than you, friends. And I'll tell you who's helping them put themselves in that position is the press. And the way that people treat them when they run, they flock to him. It's like, what are you starstruck for? He's your servant. He works for you. And if you treat him like that, no wonder he does what he does. I wanted to ask you a question. MLK would have no security. Did you know that?
Yeah, it was just him and the folks that he marched with.
Yeah, they were
friends and they were ministers.
That's right. Now let's go back to Paul. If anybody was in danger, it would have been Paul, the apostle. Where was his bodyguard,
exactly,
Jake? He didn't have one. He trusted God.
And that's a great point, because I think of a guy named Alan West who comes under all this fire. I'm just using him as an example. He comes under all the media fire, and we know what that's like in the ministry. Bradley, you know what that's like in the ministry. They call a jihad on you because you have traditional values. Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets her butt kissed by the media on a daily basis, even though everybody can see through it, but yet she's the one with the security, while people like her call jihads on those that are walking around saying, no, I'm here for the people.
Yeah, it's interesting. There was a black lady that went up to Alan West and said to him, so what do you think of voter ID? He said, well, when you go to the DNC next week in North Carolina, you're going to have to present an ID before you can be a part of it. He said, you want to talk about the extent of their contradictions, their hypocrisies?
Yeah.
He said, there you have it right there. Let's go on to the next one. Foster Freeze. You ran into Foster Freeze, Jake.
Yep. Very, very cool. Very down-to-earth guy. He wore his heart on his sleeve, as far as I was concerned. And he stopped. He had time. I think he was also excited to meet the Sons of Liberty because we've been on his radar for quite a bit. And I think it was a very good connection. But there's a guy who's putting his money where his mouth is, literally. He's doing it all over the country. The guy's traveling like crazy. And he's standing up for traditional Christian values, not just conservative values, but Christian values.
And of course, he's being pummeled in the media as well. Let's go over to Mike Huckabee. Really super cool guy. He had to catch a plane. He made some time. And I thought he was a pretty genuine guy, too. Now, I'm not talking about their politics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about the people, friends, that we had the opportunity to give a Ten Commandments track to. Okay?
Yep.
Another one we had ran into was we already talked about Tom Brokaw. I'm looking at his picture right now. Oh, my gosh, dude. Like a 70-year-old little boy with a candy bar in his hand, dude. And then we
had a lollipop.
Yep, and then we ran into Ben Ferguson. He was a cool guy. He's out of Tennessee. Now he's over in Texas. He's on national radio as well. And then I ran into C.L. Bryant. I tracked him, had no idea who he was. And then Jake said, Mr. Bryant. And, Jake, you apparently knew who he was. I didn't. Sorry.
Yeah, here's a preacher that's involved in the Tea Party movement. And his newest movie that he put out called Runaway Slave, it's all about the church getting engaged in policy. And how much of a myth and a lie that this administration is for black folks, Hispanic folks. They're the worst racists out there. As a matter of fact, they deem to exterminate minority populations through their policy.
Totally, in every sense of the word. And they're just too, well, folks, the KKK is it's an arm of the Democratic Party. Most people haven't figured that much out yet. Some people want to know why maybe they're doing the things that they're doing today. Listen to what Vladimir Lenin said. He said, we can and must write in language which sows among the massachate, that's what he said, revulsion and scorn towards those who disagree with us. So in other words, we must lay labels on people that disagree with who we are. And what you're seeing from the left is they're doing just exactly what the first leader of the Soviet Union did, Vladimir Lenin. And that's exactly... Yeah, we're seeing it today. So anyways, let's, oh, by the way, when we went outside the gates, we did see a lot of black Tea Partiers, but we didn't hear about them on the media, did we? We heard about all these protests, friends, and for some reason, me and Jake were there for what? How many hours, Jake? What are you, 14 hours? Man. I didn't see any of this.
At least I would have liked to, because frankly, I like going into protesters and talking to them, but they weren't to be found. I did not see one.
But the media kept pushing about, you know, all these bad guys that are protesting, and we couldn't find them. Now I got a really good one here for you. Michael Medved and Hugh Hewitt from Salem Communication, those guys. I mean, listen, Medved got a good-looking kid. Really smart guy. His judgment wavers in the base, friends. He can talk all the eloquence that he wants to, but right and wrong sometimes come into question with that man, and I don't understand why. But thank you for the opportunity of meeting your son, Michael. That was great. But I noticed when Michael got up and Hugh Hewitt, it's like, guys, do you guys know what a bar of soap is? Michael Medved got up. Listen, if he was on the phone right now with me, I would say, Michael, you look like a slouch. Oh, are you being Mr. Diplomacy right now, Dick, or what?
No, there's a delay in here, but I will say this about him. He is a Jewish man, and I had the opportunity to give him a gospel tract some years ago at a convention that we went to, and then we saw him again and gave him another one. So when I saw him here this past time, I said, do you remember these? And he said, yes.
Yep, tracked
them. He grabbed the gospel tracts from me and showed them to his son. So you can see how the word is perpetuated through everything that the Sons of Liberty does. But we got that on picture, and you're right. His son was a very, very cool, very cool guy. But as far as looking at Michael as a radio celebrity, this guy does not dress the part. I think he kind of must make fun of the part. He's got his baseball cap on. You wouldn't recognize him from anybody. But then you go over to Geraldo Rivera.
No, I'm going to get to him. Just hang on a second. Geraldo's next, okay? You're one step ahead of me. If Michael Medved would have been outside by the horses, would the flies have would they have been drawn to Michael? That's my question, Jake. This is the way I'm pulling diplomacy off Jake, friends.
Yeah, he would have looked like one of the stable guys. I didn't smell anything funny, but he would have looked like one of the stable workers. That's exactly right.
What about Hugh Hewitt? It looks like he was under the motor of a car for about 3 hours, and all the oil leaked out onto his head.
He was wrenching. I don't remember you, but I remember Dennis Prager, and his hair was about as white as it comes.
Now again, great guys, and I'm not capping on him. The cap on him is just like, my goodness, folks, a bar of soap and a shower would be proper in a place like this. It's a good thing it wasn't hot in there.
No, seriously, it was hot out, but
very much so. So
hot.
Then Jake, you got us. I did 7 interviews. The Blaze was one. We did something with Brian Fisher from the AFA. That was great. A warm guy, super cool guy. And I'm glad he had an opportunity to see me. He said, Bradley, you look like a biker. I said, no, we become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. Bikers are big, bald, and they have the earrings in their ears and their little puppy dogs inside. No, I'm skinny, buff, okay? All right, I look like Elvis with long hair. I'm just telling you what my wife says, guys. Okay. And I told him we become all things to all men to win the more to Christ, Brian. So we had a great opportunity with him. Then we did some stuff with a television program, Glenn Pav, where we did a television program where we were on over 200,000 homes in Tampa alone. That was a cool opportunity. I thought that was a great interview. A little starch in the shirt, but it was great. And then we did another one, our new friends over at Esquire. What was their names, Jake?
That was the she was an attorney, and I don't recall the name of the show, but it's a big show down there. She's one of the one of the county commissioners.
You think she's looking for a job?
I think.
Hey, Jake. By the way, I got a question for you. How am I doing, anyways?
I think you're doing awesome.
Do you think so? I just wanted to make sure. All right.
I think you did a very good job there. I would like to make a point, though.
You got about 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. I said it's the same as last time. Folks, the perspective is fresh and new, and that's why these interviews were so easy to come by. People wanted to hear this type of perspective in the way that we're talking every day on the Sons of Liberty.
And that's the demographic of those that Obama's going after, folks. Just trying to open up your eyes. You got Bradley and Jake.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and a of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, it's time to get down to business, and I got one segment left. But you know what? I know everybody in the ministry, always, Bradley, you got to get personal with people. And you know, I'm the most personable person in the world, but I got a job to do. I'm a preacher. And in saying that, it's important the message that we get out there that people listen to. And by the way, the reason that people are calling us on a nationwide and an international basis to do interviews is because of what we're talking about. We're going to a demographic that nobody's paying attention to except the Democrats. And as I've shared with you over the last week when we were in Florida, that 18 to 31 years old, 68% of that demographic voted for Obama. And he's betting on him again. And I'm just trying to get people's eyes open to the fact that, listen, when you go to the RNC and you see all those blue haireds, folks, they're 50, 60, 70 years old, and they're not in the real world. Yes, they want the right change. I agree with that. But the GOP has meaning. Grand Old Party is exactly what it was. And I had nothing to do with that WWF at its worst between him and Obama. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And hopefully by the end of the week, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on, because Rubio said there's nothing personable or personal about what Obama's doing. He's not a bad guy. He's a great father, said Rubio. He's just a bad president. Really? Why don't you tell that to the millions of babies that have been aborted under his watch? The families that have lost their homes, why don't you tell them it's nothing personal? Or the gas that's gone up double the price that it was 4 years ago. Why don't you tell them it's not personal? Why don't you tell them it's not personal? Or all the illegal acts. Why don't you tell the Border Patrol agent that was shot dead through Attorney General Eric Holder's Fast and Furious? Why don't you tell him it wasn't personal? No, it's not all personal. Folks, they're not in a real world. It's a game to them. They're politicians. They're liars. They're working for special interest. Now, there's a distinction between a statesman or a stateswoman and a politician. A politician works for special interest. Statesmen work for you. They work for the people. We the people. They're an extension of who we are. You know, one of the things I want to hit on too, hopefully within this week, is the fact that why is ramen noodles, I'm always thinking here, folks, why is ramen noodles, why is he always giving credit to Obama by reciting Obama? The man has no credibility. A hypocrite despises those whom he deceives. But he has no respect for himself, speaking of a politician. He would make a dupe of himself, too, if he could. And by the way, they do. They try to save face when they lose face. Why do they keep... See, folks, they just want to get you caught up in the game between the RNC and the DNC and the Republicans and the Democrats. And folks, what's interesting is this year, I've noticed that there's very few people that are really getting caught up into the game. It's a joke. And if you were to look at the numbers alone, let's say it was real, if you look at the numbers at the RNC compared to the DNC, folks, the RNC smashed them. They hammered them. Again, there's no credibility on the left. So why does ramen noodles, Romney, why does he even recite his garbage? So hopefully we'll get to that point in what Rubio said. Well, it's not personal. But let me tell you something, Rubio. By the way, when I was in Florida, I was at a restaurant. And a guy came up over to me. He was a waiter. And I said, hey, there's Rubio up there, right? Is that Rubio? And he said, yeah, that was Rubio. He said, what's interesting about Rubio is nobody knows where he came from neither. But if you hear Rubio, friends, he's singing the same exact song Obama did 4 years ago. Exactly. The same song. Playing the emotions of the people, not the principles of who we are. But here you have a guy that's supposed to be a rising star in the Republican Party that says Obama's a great father and a great husband. He's just a bad president. Nothing personal. You gotta be kidding me, dude. Everything's personal that he's done. Is it personal to you, friends? Maybe it's not personal to you, Mr. Rubio, because it's not ruined your life yet. Because you're in the same little machine that they like to spin off on the American people 7 days a week, 24/7, yeah? But to sit there and say it's not personal is completely opposite of what the truth is. Everything Obama has done is personal. Is it personal when he's trying to queerify the elementary, aiming for your children? It's totally personal. Hey, was it personal when 405,399 men and women died in World War II? Was it personal to them? Was it personal to the families that lost their loved ones? Yeah, that's what it's about to me. We're either grounded in principles to what men and women died for and sacrificed to give us what we have, or we're not. There's no sense in doing it. This is all a facade. This is all a game. Or it's completely real and it's right on. Is it not personal to know that as the debt keeps climbing, that your children are going to have to pay for the debt that Mr. Obama's incurred and that the American people have allowed Obama to incur? It's totally personal. Maybe the older generation just hates their kids, Mr. Rubio, or you're dead wrong. Folks, we need to open up our eyes and listen to what these hypocrites say. Because when they say stupid things, and by the way, let me go over to Mr. Romney, Mr. Ramen Noodles. How come he didn't say anything about Fast and Furious? How come he didn't talk about any of the moral issues? If anybody wants to know why the whole convention was so toned down, because you got to keep in mind, you can't have somebody there, folks, that's a better speaker than Romney, Mr. Ramen Noodles. You got to keep it toned down. You can't. Nobody can shine or outshine ramen noodles. Yeah, that's how low the standard was set that night. And let me ask you another question. How do you have any respect for a Santorum? How do you have any respect for a Gingrich who did nothing during the debates but sit there and cap on ramen noodles for exactly who he is and what he's really about. There is absolutely no difference between ramen noodles and Obamalonia. None. Zero. Zilch. They work for the same people. My point was this, folks. How come you didn't talk about any of the moral issues? How come you didn't talk about, how come he kept talking about the golden calf? The economy, the economy, the economy, the economy. I've shared with you so many times, you wouldn't have a problem with your economy, folks, if you had honest and upright men in office. That's the issue. How come you didn't talk about abortion? How come you didn't talk about the topic of abortion? How come you didn't talk about stopping abortion, the murder of innocent babies in the womb? Because he's pro-choice. How come you didn't talk about ensuring the Second Amendment? I mean, after all, Thomas Jefferson's the guy that said the whole purpose of government is to ensure the rights of the people, not to strip them away. Folks, they didn't talk about any of the real issues. Let me go back to Rick Santorum. Let me go back to Gingrich. Folks, these are the two guys, if they're not a part of the same machine, then how is it that they could go ahead and endorse Romney after everything was said and done? How is that? Folks, everything they said about Romney is null and void. Because now what they're doing is they're coinciding with ramen noodles by endorsing ramen noodles. They lost all credibility. They have zero, none, no credibility whatsoever. Santorum is the worst of men. Gingrich is the worst of men. And again, let me go back and high five the guy that withstood it all. I gotta say it. Ron Paul has withstood the test of time, hasn't he? He has stood and he has stood and he has stood. And he didn't come about and endorse somebody that said, listen, he didn't come about and endorse somebody that he originally said would be bad for the company or the country, but Romney did and so did Santorum. They have no credibility. And it also shows you that they are compromisers willing to overthrow the right of who we are to be a part of the family. And I'm talking about the systems family. I'm talking about the orders family. I'm talking about, you know, the machine, as they call it. The political machine. It's a game, friends. This is why such low numbers are even showing up on both sides of the party, because most Americans with enough common sense in their head and in their hearts know that they've been lied to. You know, as a famous preacher, Mr. Charles Spurgeon, that rightly said, if it comes down to two evils, don't do either one of them. This is your country. You don't have to settle for what's been dished out to you, friends. This is your government. Let me go back to the RNC. Clinton, what did Eastwood say? Hey, this government belongs to you. And it does, friends. But you better remember who gave you that government and then operate accordingly and govern yourselves accordingly. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk at you tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1 John 3:18. Friends, open up your eyes. Remember, Scripture tells us that the tares were sown while men slept. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.